Thanks for keeping it on your freeform station. We hope you're enjoying the music. 91.5 WMFO Medford and worldwide at WMFO.org.
We'll be right back. right, it's WMFO in Medford, 7:06 in the morning. How you doing? I'm Mike, and I'm here with a couple of guests in the first hour. And in the second hour, in the 8 o'clock hour, we'll have Skybar, my partner in crime here at WMFO, and we'll be talking with Steve Cataldo from the legendary Nervous Eaters in the 8 o'clock hour. But at the moment, and I'm going to bring these mics up, we have two members with guitars, as you can hear, from the local Boston band, the Great Swamp Rockers, Tim and Judy from Crow Follows. Good morning, guys.
Good morning. Good morning,
I didn't make Mike. That plural, did I? It's not Crow Follows, it's Crow Follow.
It is Crow Follow.
I'm just very tired.
People
and early.
Often make it Crow Follows because grammatically that would be correct.
We don't care about that.
Right. No, we don't. But some people understandably it's slide default, into so. The correct grammar.
Absolutely. It happens,
but that would be incorrect.
It happened because I'm really old and I'm tired, and it's 7 a.m.
Dude,
on a Saturday.
You can't talk to us about being old.
You don't have too many years
you
on
just,
me, you know.
I don't.
I'm going to be 62.
All right.
Yeah, all right, fine. Argument is over. Well, not argument, discussion over. All right, so let's introduce you
When's
guys.
When's your birthday?
July 31st.
Ooh, you mine know, is December 8th.
Mm-hmm. So you're what's your sign?
I'm a Sagittarian.
I'm a Leo.
I do archery.
fiery duo over here.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
and,
yes.
And Tim, what's your sign?
Oh, I'm a Libra.
Okay, all right. Yeah. Well, I don't know why we're talking about Aquarius signs.
I know. it's funny because last night I heard that song "I'm Allergic to Flowers" by the Jefferson Handkerchief. It's like so, oh my goodness.
It was hilarious.
It's so psychedelic. So
it's
maybe
satire.
It's,
psychedelia.
Maybe
is
it bled
good.
Over into this morning.
All right. So these guys are here because they have a single that's been out called In Between, which, yes, we'll play it. But they've got a video that has been worked on for months, actually.
Oh my goodness.
Because Tim has been a longtime film image guy, and he's a creative dude anyway, and there was a little celebration at your abode over the summer, I guess, on a very rainy, stormy day, of which we had many, and we had so much fun because Tim grabbed this video thing, and he said, "Hey, come on over. You want to be in a video?" So of course we said yes, and that's
who doesn't want to be a movie star?
Exactly. So that's being debuted next week at an event that is happening. It's going to be very exciting. It's a video drop show on the 9th. And tell us what a video drop show is. What's going to happen at that kind of a thing?
Well, we have, it's at the Square Root in Razi, if I can say that.
Yep.
Bootleg Dan put the date together. And then serendipitously, it coincided with the theoretical completion of this video editing.
You were probably racing in the background to make sure that happened.
It remains theoretical.
Yeah. I'm still racing. Do you remember when the Roadrunner, and he'd just be on the screen going, and the feet go around like a buzzsaw? Well, that's kind of like where I'm at right now.
Yeah. I've seen it partially completed, and I have to say it's so beautiful.
Yeah, it's
beautiful. I'm so happy.
It's a purpose.
It's going to be great.
It's fun, and you know when
and they have a nice screen there too.
But it's so funny, because I remember all my pre-med roommates in college going, "Art, what are you going to do with all this art? How are you going to use this art? What are you going to do with all this art?" And I found that this illustrious and lucrative career in punk rock has really provided an outlet for all that film study junk I did when I was in my green years.
So at the Square Root on the 10th.
Yeah.
So
no,
it's gonna,
no, on the 9th.
On the 9th?
No, it's on the 9th.
The 9th, please.
I meant to say 9th.
Okay. Say the 9th.
I was just testing you, the 9th.
It's on December 9th.
It's a week from today.
Correct.
Yeah, yeah. And it's going to be a couple of sets from you guys.
No, it's we have opening the night is the wonderful Connor Storms and his bouquet. I don't know if you've ever heard him, but he is like, I would say, neo folk with a definite satirical edge. He's a hilarious, really beautiful songwriter, and he's got a wonderful unit. And actually, Nick Paragio, who played trumpet on the In Between single, is also playing with him. So he may bring his horn. I'm not sure. He also does guitar stuff with them too. And I'm hoping that we can invite him on stage and get him to play in between with us. Anthony Giordano there down at the Square Root has a good rig for showing videos. The last time we were there with a video drop, he showed the video. So we're going to, the theory is we're going to show the video that night. We're also going to do a set. And then Bootleg Dan has brought this band, the Va Va Voodoos, in from Albany, New York. And if you like the Cramps and if you like the Liars, I would say it would be a good mix for you.
It sounds like a really good three-band booking, that's for sure. Kudos to Dan.
Yeah. Dan. I like working with Dan. Dan's good.
Yeah. So are you guys going to be the third band on? And then
no, we're in the middle.
You're in the middle. Yeah. That's the best spot, you know.
Well, because it's our show.
It's that's cozy. Right.
Yeah.
The middle's cozy.
Sort of. I don't know. We started it. So
yeah, doors.
That's how it works. Whoever starts
nominally
the
doors at 8. So it's not a late night. So it's going to, you know, things will, it doesn't go that late there. But there's definitely enough time to tear it up and have a good time.
And the Square Root is a great place. It's at 2 Corinth Street in Roslindale. And there's plenty of parking around there. I mean, just get there early, though, because it's not a big place. So get there early, and they serve some great food.
Yeah, they got good
they have really
pizza
good
pizza sandwiches.
Pizza
and it's really nice.
Yeah, and really good beer on tap.
Yeah.
Really good stuff.
And very friendly people.
Very friendly people.
It reminds me of the old Inn Square Men's Bar back in the day in Cambridge.
That I never went to, but I know of it for sure.
Very cozy place.
It's like a cross between a coffee shop and a bar.
Yeah.
That's exactly what it is.
Yeah.
Sweet.
I like it there. And I can get coffee, which is nice.
Oh, yes, you can. very fancy coffee. All right, so at 7:13, what we're going to do is we're going to have a couple of live performances from these guys, and we're going to want to build up the momentum, and then we're going to play in between so you can hear what that sounds like and get all psyched up for next week on the 9th, Saturday, at the Square Root. All right, so which song
Number
do you want to...
Nine?
Which song do you want to... Yes, which song do you want to play first, you guys?
We're going to play something called Ever Forward.
Ever Forward. Now, I'm not familiar with that.
No, you're not.
This is a brand new song. It hasn't even been in the studio yet. We've been kind of in the back porch whittling away at it and carving it into something.
I mean, I wrote the first version of it years ago, but it's evolved.
Yeah, we decided to do something high stakes and scary this morning, and this is it.
Hey, why not? It's still dark out, you know, scary and dark.
You've lulled us into complacency.
Oh, before we start, can I tell my joke?
All right, as long as you're sure that it's going to be a good one.
We were getting up at the crack of dawn
for
to get over
roll.
Here.
Yeah, me too.
And I was in the bathroom, and I was actually I'll overshare. I was flossing my teeth, and I turned over, looked at Judy, and I said, "Hey, Judy, we're going to be on AM radio."
Oh. I get it, because it's early.
Yeah.
It took me a second.
Yeah.
That's as good as it gets.
You're so very, very clever. All right, everybody, with that, it's Crow Follow and the comedian Tim, along with Judith, Agent Judy. Song's never been heard before, let alone played before in public. This is a new one called Ever Forward, right here at WMFO in Medford. Go for it.
Up.
That's slow.
Keep up. As quickly as I let you tear me down, I bring it back and I come around. The fire in me burns away the sourness. Yesterday, and all I know is how to stay alive.
Stay alive.
Move ever forward.
Recognize
across the border. Thank you. up and return. Things come around in time to learn. The fire in us changes what we are and what we do, and all we know is how to stay alive.
Stay alive. Move ever forward. Realize and be rewarded. Yeah.
Sharpen up the wits that keep you solid in the game.
Settle down, head for the horizon.
Stay alive.
Move ever forward. We don't arrive. We can't be cornered. We don't arrive. We won't be cornered. We won't oblige beyond the border.
You know, I got to say, for 7:17 in the morning, my goodness, you guys should do more scary, dark, knockout songs. So that was really nice. So that was written by you about how many years ago, do you think?
Oh, originally I wrote it probably around 2012. So like 10 years ago, maybe 10, I don't know.
And what's the basic plot, if you will, of the song?
Well, the concept is just don't give up. Like, things beat you down, you just... I mean, it's a pretty basic idea.
But it's important.
It is. It's about tenacity, which has always gotten me through, like, at the end of the day.
Exactly.
If you just don't give up, sometimes that's harder than it sounds. But
oh, yeah.
I have found it helpful.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, thank you. So we've got another one you want to do live, too?
Yeah, we're gonna do. This is the recreational portion of the program.
Okay.
This one.
Start with a little philosophy.
It's a little bit older, but not recorded by the band, and
he did it again.
J Squad's going ballistic over on the side here. I'm waiting for her to come back, but yeah, this one's called Keep Away. It's a swampier one.
Okay.
And
Judy, we'll have to plug you back in here.
I know.
It's in.
I'm sorry.
It's in drop D.
And lean it on the wall.
I was inspired to try to write a song in drop D when I saw Linnea Herzog playing drop D tuning with.
My eyes are glazing over because I'm a pianist, but I'm not a guitar player. So right. Drop D means
it's what? It's you basically loosen up your E string, so it's a whole step down.
All right.
And what it does is it makes it so you can play some form of a E chord without actually using your fingers, just like that. So it's I always call it three strings, one finger, no brain. And this one's called Keep Away, and it goes like this.
All right, scroll follow, everybody.
You're swimming in a river of sweat. Keep a working, you ain't done yet. Take all your money and give it to the man.
So you can live in his garbage can. My mama said try and keep away. My mama said try and keep away.
Angry pundit on the TV set. Keep it streaming and they ain't done yet. All this talk about grabbing for more. Open my heart and they shut the door. My mama said try and keep away. My mama said try and keep away. Judy.
Summertime and the schoolyard show. Says to twirling and the windows blow. Mirror earth and beat stand on her head. A secret message written under the bed. Yeah, my mama said try and keep away. My mama said try and keep away. Like an apple falling from the tree, ain't no difference from you to me. I leak out tears and I spit up blood. I can't breathe with my face in the mud. No, my mama said try and keep away. My mama said try and keep away. Oh, keep away.
Keep away.
Oh, keep away.
Keep away.
Oh, keep away.
Keep away.
Oh, keep away.
Keep away.
Oh, keep away.
Keep away.
Oh, keep away.
Keep away.
Oh, keep away.
Keep away.
Oh, keep away.
Keep away.
Crow follow, everybody, and keep away. You know, I didn't want that one to end. That was mesmerizing, kind of. It kind of lulls you into a, you know. And so if anybody was wondering what the designation of swamp rock is, that's what that is. It's just, it lulls you into a real comfortable place, you know, with all kinds of nice noises and shaky things from Judith. And that was really good. Now, those two, are they up to be on a future release? Or
They're up. They're on the list to go into the studio.
It's like a giant pinball machine.
Yeah.
We
have lots of backlog of songs. We have a lot of songs that have never really seen the light that we'd like to get them.
Yeah, we're really grateful too. We just started working with
Rock Garden Records.
Todd and Lisa.
Yes.
And
we're signed.
Yeah, we're really grateful to be collaborating with them and releasing a bunch of stuff. And these are all, it's kind of like the old school pinball machine when you got all them big steel balls there and you're just picking which one's going to get shot out. And these are in the pipeline. We actually are going to be releasing another song in February. February 3rd, actually, and that's one that Judith wrote called "Dig It," and it's got like the most psychotic sax work on it. That, oh my goodness, good old John Keegan on the baritone sax.
Yeah, he was just on the equator.
Yeah, he's
I know.
He's an essential part of that whole swampy thing we do.
Yes,
and then we have Caroline Jean Corella on the bass, who's our secret weapon, we say, and the wonderful.
Our heartbeat is
the wonderful
Ramona.
El Ramona Herbolchheimer on the drums. Mm-hmm. We're just grateful to be working with those people. It's a dream. It's a dream.
Okay, so let's remind everybody, you can see Crowfollow live and experience the debut, the video drop, if you will, a week from today, the Saturday, the 9th, over at the Square Root in Roslindale. It's at 2 Corinth Street. It's a great place to go. Doors probably at 8, you said?
Yeah, I think so.
Yep. And talk a little bit about the other two bands just one more time.
Oh. Well, Connor Storms is an old buddy of ours, and we saw him first when we went to a Porch Fest thing. I don't even remember what town. I think it was Medford.
It was Somerville.
I love
it. Was Somerville, the cool town. But we saw him. We walked up, and I was just mesmerized. Like, every now and then, you get really lucky. You see a lot of bands. You see a lot of people perform. And sometimes somebody just grabs you. I found my new favorite band recently. I'll tell you who they are in a minute. But Connor Storms really grabbed both of us, and we walked up and we got to know him. We had friends in common. We introduced him to Nick, who we had also met at there, right?
Yeah.
And we've just stayed buddies, and he's developed, and his thing is somewhere between satire, comedy, folk, and punk.
Yeah.
But he's really great, and it's entertaining as hell. It's,
all right.
Oops. I said
no. H-E double hockey sticks is okay.
H-E double hockey sticks.
It's good because I substituted that for something that wouldn't have been.
And we got the, and then closing out the night is the Vava Voodoos. That's like, you know, they're a Harley Davidson of a band. They just thump along. They sound like the Cramps crossed with the Liars. Good
times.
It'd be
a great way to end your night. Start out with the it's a great sequence.
Yeah. Yep. And Connor's no wimp. He's a folky, but he's no wimp.
All right. And you guys are no wimps either. You've got the cushy middle spot, and you're doing a 30 minute set.
It'll be a full set. Everybody's doing
stretch it out.
45 somewhere.
Okay,
around
and
there.
Then we're gonna get the debut of the video.
Yes.
For In Between. So I want to play In Between before we say a sad goodbye to you guys.
Oh,
well, thank you.
But In Between is on your latest Red Velvet Radio.
No.
This is the debut single in collaboration with Rock Garden Records. We dropped Red Velvet Radio last year,
September 2022.
Yeah, that's the full album that we did as an indie project, and now Rock Garden Records has grabbed us and. This is our first single.
See,
it didn't
come up on my little smart computer thing here as Red Velvet, and I thought, that's wrong, but it was right. The
it will be on whatever the next album.
It will be.
I mean, when we get to 10, it's an album.
That's right.
That's kind of how it works now.
It's a long player.
Yeah.
All right, so this has got the full band on there, and just tell me a little bit about what In Between's about.
Ooh. Well.
It's very conceptual.
Yeah.
What you think, and then I'll say what I think, and we'll see if they're different.
I wanted to write a song that had a bunch of like kind of hypnotic repetition in it, and I also, it's about that space that you sometimes find yourself where you're halfway between being awake and asleep, or you're halfway between what your plan was and what's actually happening. You're like, and that there's that moment where if you're in New York, the subway doors open and you're walking into the station and you look down and there's that space between the train and the platform.
Or if you're waking up at the crack and you're,
exactly.
you're doing your teeth and
you never know.
We're going to be on AM.
Yeah, right. Exactly. It's that space where you never, and my sister used to have nightmares about falling down the elevator shaft because she always thought that she was going to fall between the elevator and the thing. And it's sort of that feeling of being in between.
I see.
And it's one of those things where it can have a deep fear, but it's also a heavy motivation to continue moving forward. So that's the concept of it.
Okay. All right, so this is a really cool song, everybody.
Right.
It is not on their latest record. So if you want to get it, go ahead.
Yeah, I want to say Kelly Knapp was doing some ghost vocals on this.
Yeah.
And Nick Paragio is doing the trumpet solo on it.
All right, and hopefully he'll be able to come up on stage with you.
Absolutely.
All right, so this is not on Red Velvet Radio. The DJ doesn't know what he's talking about. So if you want to get it, you'll have to wait for their next release.
It's on Bandcamp now as a single.
From
there.
Red Garden Records.
It's in all the
streams. Available everywhere.
Yeah. All right, very, very cool. So here is Crowfollow, recorded. You heard him live, but this is recorded. This is such a trippy song. This is cool. It's In Between, and the video for this is going to be debuted next Saturday at the Square Root. Here it is. This is In Between. It's Crowfollow, WMFO in Medford.
Figured it would come to this.
right, it's WMFO right here in Medford. Yes, it is 7:34 in the morning. That was In Between from Crowfollow. Thanks, you guys.
Hi, thank you.
Why are you out of breath? What's been going on?
I don't know. I've been I spilled some coffee, and I've been running around trying to fix it.
All right. Well, listen, Tim and Judith, thanks so much. That's a great song. I can't wait to see
Thank
the video,
you.
Mainly because I just want to see me. But I want to see the video, and it's very,
you are in
it's
it.
It's very exciting. Yeah, I was doing this.
Many cameos.
Yeah, there's a bunch of other people doing cameos also.
Yeah, it's good to see friends in videos and stuff for sure.
It is.
All right, so next a week from today, the 9th at the Square
Correct.
Roots, Crowfollow is going to be there playing a 40-minute set along with two other great bands that we've talked about, and you're going to get to see the video for the first time.
I just remembered one. Thing it might be okay to mention, since it's MFO, that we will also be back here with Brian on that day, the 9th,
oh, next
at
week.
1
okay.
p.m.
Very, very nice.
On
yeah,
Saturday,
crash course,
the 9th at 1 p.m. on
crash
MFO.
Crash course for the waivers, yep.
Right.
Yeah.
Guy said waivers,
crash
like,
course.
There you go.
For the waivers.
All
the
right.
ravers.
Thanks, you guys.
Mike, thank you
Rave
so much
on,
for
Mike.
Having us.
We love you.
All right, love you too. We'll see you soon.
All right.
And make sure you go see these guys next week at the Square Root. All right, I'm going to play a set of music, and we're going to be back at the top of the hour. Skybar is going to join me. We're going to talk to Steve Cataldo, the founder and the lead singer and the principal songwriter and all-around great guy from Boston's, really, one of the original punk bands ever, Nervous Eaters. All right, this is WMFO. We'll be back right after this.
shoes. Oh, he looked so sick. It was all over the news, but it wasn't a pizza.
Hey, this is Amanda Palmer and the Grand Theft Orchestra, and you're listening to WMFO, Medford. Ha!
Look in the mirror, what do you see? Man or mouse or chimpanzee? An ape in disguise, obviously, but you never see, see. You try too hard.
You know, I got to say, it's WMFO in Medford, and then I got to say, it's 7:50 in the morning, and then I got to say, I'm Mike here with Skybar. How you doing?
Hey, good to be here.
Yeah.
Bright and early in the morning, but always a pleasure to help you out, Mike, whenever I can, however I can.
Yeah, same, back at you.
We're just talking about the great, just had Crow Following, and they just played a lot of local, what great local scene we have here.
Yeah, let me tell you what I played. Some of them are local, some aren't. That one we think of as local. I'll start with that one. You know, it's Stupidity. You know, they're from Stockholm, Sweden, but, you know, we love them. They come here every 2 years or so. They're going to be back in 2024. That's a new single, and it rings true. It's called A Monkey in a Suit is Still a Monkey. I mean, it's just, they speak the truth. They don't mess around.
Yeah, I've been seeing, I first saw them by mistake, I don't know how many years ago. I'm ballparking maybe 10 years ago. They were opening up, I think, one of Jen Dangora's bands. It might have been the Downbeat Five. It was at the Lizard Lounge, I know that. And I had no idea who Stupidity was, and they opened the show, and I'm like, wow, these are a great band.
They were really great. Yeah, they're really, really nice people. Mm-hmm. And just before that, it is a local band, the Amp Heads, the Amplifier Heads, Sal Baglio and a rotating cast of characters, this time with Jen DeAngora, doing, it was like a
little Bo Diddley thing.
Bo Diddley beat. Yeah. Just came out. Something Went Down is that one. Mm-hmm. That's amazing. Thank you, Sal and Jen. Little Billy Lost, yeah. They're local. Brand new track for them on, I was going to say Red on Red, but it's not. Rock Garden Records, man. There was Shout from Little Billy Lost, brand new from them. MJ Lenderman, a really cool artist who is not local, but we love him anyway. This is a live version from a record called And the Wind, Live and Loose. That was Hangover Game, performed live. And then a great artist started us off. Clay Connor is his name, and it's a brand new release this year, Never Give Out, Never Give In. All right, it's 8 minutes before. We're very excited because at the top of the hour, we're going to have Steve Cataldo on the line with us from the legendary Nervous Eaters. Got a couple more tracks to play for you to get us to the top of the hour, and me and Skybar will be back with Steve right after these at WMFO.
Just
WMFM